Welcome to the Lore Keeper, the place for all your Star Wars Legends needs, which is even more important nowadays that the Mandalorian is drawing a lot from Star Wars Legends. I'm just going to say it. Like,
it's pulled a lot from what I've known about the Legends.
Yeah. A lot is coming from Legends right now.
Relatively small.
Yeah. You kind of need this podcast now, just saying. I am Matthias, and my associate is...
I'm Kimosabi. Why can't you ever introduce me? Why do I have to be the one to introduce myself?
I'm the one who listens to a lot of, like, talk show podcasts, man. I know.
Yeah, why can't you introduce me?
Introduce yourself. You're the co-host.
Yeah, but the way you always introduce it makes it sound weird.
Fine. I'll introduce you next time.
Thank you.
So today, the Mandalorian is such a big thing right now. We thought we'd hop on that wagon and talk about some Mandalorian legends, specifically the Mandalorian Crusades. This ties back a little bit to last episode, but Mandalorian Crusades is when the Mandalorians would go around the galaxy and just take over planets for fun. This was all funded by the Sith. So do you think this was a good thing or a bad thing, Cooper?
I'm not entirely sure. It sounds like some good reading as far as comic books go.
Yeah, it's in the comic books mainly. So back then their armor was actually like made out of bone, but it eventually got to Beskar steel. So that's kind of...
It was made out of what?
Bone. There's some lightsaber-resistant creatures that have lightsaber-resistant bones.
So Mandalorians always been, like, really big enemies of the Jedi?
Yeah, they just don't like them.
Sounds about right.
They specifically designed their armor to fight them. Jetpack, because they're super agile, they can jump really high. Flamethrowers to keep them back, all that stuff. It's all designed specifically to fight the Jedi.
That's pretty cool.
Rocket launcher for force push.
Because when I was younger, one of my favorite Star Wars characters was Boba Fett, and now just look where we are.
Yeah, I've always liked Boba Fett. Boba Fett's cool. So during the Crusades, it created a lot of contention in the Old Republic and the Jedi Order, because the Old Republic and the Jedi really didn't want to get involved in it, even though they were losing systems basically by the day because their military sucked. Just saying.
Hey, just a question for a little bit of perspective. How long was the Old Republic around?
Well, it didn't really fall. It was around for like a couple thousand years before like the government system changed, like it evolved into the quote-unquote Old Republic, which is what just came before the Empire, because what came after is the New Republic.
Wait, so it's Old Republic, Empire, New Republic.
Yeah.
So KOTOR takes place during Obi-Wan and all that?
No, it takes place a lot before.
So that's the same Republic, though?
It's the same government. The government never fell.
Because I always thought that there was something before that.
No.
I always thought KOTOR was... before, like, actual Republic.
So, like, the Old Republic, like, the older Republic where KOTOR was, it evolved into what most people just know as the Republic, which is the one with the clone troopers and all that you see in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But technically in timelines, it's known as the Old Republic. But that's just because the New Republic was created.
Well, here, for the sake of confusing language, How about we change the wording to Old Republic, Republic, and New Republic?
Okay, yeah. But, like, there wasn't much difference in the Old Republic and the Republic. They just, like...
It's just for the sake of differentiating timeline.
Yeah. It was just, like, before and after the Mandalorian Wars.
Yeah.
Like, because the government system slightly changed. But the Jedi didn't really want to get in that, and Revan was like, yeah, I don't he was like, yeah, I'm gonna fight the Mandalorians. I think y'all are wrong about this. So they started a war campaign against the Mandalorians. This relates now, like the Mandalorian Wars relate now to the
Here's my question. So, in the not the most recent episode, but the one before it, they talk about something called the Confederation or something like that, referring to like a different like sect of Mandalorians.
You're talking about the Children of the Watch.
Yeah, not. Because like we're first introduced to
Bo-Katan?
What's her head, orange haired lady,
Bo-Katan.
That's right. We're first introduced to her in the show, even though we already know who she is from Clone Wars.
Yes, Rebels and Clone Wars.
She is in Clone Wars? She is in Rebels?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're introduced to her actual, like, live action instead of cartoon. And she talks about the Mando being one of them, meaning it's like a different sect of Mandalorian. Where does that come from?
So, like, the Children of the Watch are the ones who are trying to go back to the ancient ways of basically hating the Jedi a lot and wanting to take over the galaxy, back to being, like, super warrior and fighting everybody. Whereas the more modernistic Mandalorians, such as Bo-Katan and the Night Owls, and the ones you see as the good Mandalorians in Clone Wars, they're the ones who are trying to just, like, have their world, like, their, like, world be militaristic. Like, they're warriors, but, like, they're gonna fight for the right causes, and they're only gonna, like, fight if they need to defend themselves and all that. Whereas the Children of the Watch, if you watch Clone Wars,
I've only seen bits and pieces of.
One of the big bad people were the Death Watch, which was a sect of Mandalorians that was trying to...
I've heard of Death Watch. I just don't... I didn't remember what they were.
Death Watch was like... They're what turned into the Mandalorians.
Oh, right. The ones that work with Maul. I forgot about them.
Yeah. But then after Maul goes away, they all kind of like split up into different factions. And they're all known as the Children of the Watch because they came out of that movement. So yeah, there's that. And then, like, foundlings are something that come from the Mandalorian Crusades, because part of the reason for the Mandalorian Crusades was that the Mandalorians were dying off and they needed a bigger population. So they decided to start taking over planets and taking babies, like the First Order did, and raising them to be one of them. And this is important now because if you...
Because Mando is a foundling.
Yeah, Mando's a foundling.
And
but,
Baby Yoda's a foundling. Sorry, the child is a foundling.
Yeah, if you're watching the show right now, Mandalorian, Baby Yoda is actually referred to several times as a foundling. And if y'all don't want spoilers for the latest episode of The Mando, skip ahead maybe like 2 minutes because... We're going to talk about that for a second, because it's cool. It's cool, and it pulls from Legends. A lot from Legends. So I'm going to give you, like, 5 seconds,
It's one thing I like about this is that the Legends is just the they're taking what was originally considered canon and they're starting to pop it back into that realm of canon again, because that's basically all that Disney did with Star Wars is just crap all over George's creation.
Yeah.
Which the comics were owned by George, weren't they?
They're owned by Marvel.
They're owned by Marvel now.
No, they've been owned by Marvel. Marvel produced the Star Wars comic books.
So how does that work? So they were produced by Marvel.
George owns them, but Marvel is the only comic book company with the rights to create Star Wars comic books. That's how it started. Now Disney owns them. And Marvel has the rights to create comic books for them.
They but still do, don't they?
Disney.
What? Well, I mean, yeah, now they're both owned by Disney. So.
Yeah. Lucasfilm owns Star Wars.
Right. Which is owned by
Yeah, it's a Disney, subsidiary of
Which is Disney. Why Indy owns, or not Indy, Disney owns Indiana Jones, which honestly makes me sad. That is my favorite film of all time.
Hey, now you get it all on Disney Plus. I feel like the not
actually. I haven't found Indiana Jones on Disney Plus.
It's probably
they're still on Netflix.
It's probably because Netflix still has their lease for it.
Yeah, no. What's gonna happen? I mean, because it's not like Indiana Jones is nearly as popular as it was back in the 80s.
Yeah, Netflix is still gonna lose it eventually, though.
I mean, unless yeah.
They offer Disney like a lot of money, because Disney's not gonna like lose that money because there's not that big of a market for it, you know?
I mean, they own it effectively. So once their lease runs out, they'd have to purchase the lease again from Disney.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying if
Netflix... Yeah, and Disney's not going to allow them to do that and instead just put it back on their website and get the money from it that way.
If Netflix offers to pay for the lease to be extended, then they're...
They probably will, but then they'll just say no more after this.
Yeah, Disney's not going to say, no, we're not going to take your money because there's not that big of a market
for it. They're Disney.
Yeah.
They're Disney.
But back to Chapter 12, the Dark Troopers.
Dark Troopers?
Yeah, you remember, like, the very end of the episode?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
When they had those, like... Stormtroopers on either side.
Because they got it from Baby Yoda DNA.
Yeah, that's how they made them compatible. But they're cyborgs. They're like the ultimate cyborg.
Oh.
They're very tough. They're almost invincible.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Did you ever watch that stupid cartoon, The Yoda Chronicles?
I did not watch it. It's on Disney Plus, though. Ooh, that reminds me. They made a Lego remake of the worst piece of film ever made.
What? Oh, yeah. The Star Wars Christmas special. That's super funny.
You can't see me on camera right now, listeners at home, but I am just... I'm cringing. It's so bad.
Technically, that is on topic due to the fact that that's where Boba Fett first ever made his appearance was on the Star Wars Christmas special.
It is. But it's so bad.
It's don't so, care. So bad. You cannot tell me that the Star Wars Christmas special is not a crisp piece of history.
The Boba Fett part is the only good part, and it's still bad.
No, it's crisp. It's just as beautiful yet horrible as... the old YouTube Spider-Man video of him just dancing around. Hold on, I gotta find that.
It's so bad.
It's crisp.
Oh my god. So like... in the holiday special, there's a full 10 minutes of Wookiees roaring without subtitles telling you what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all at different pitches and all at the same time, and it does not harmonize. And Boba Fett literally just rides a normal dinosaur that's pink. A normal Earth dinosaur.
Okay, I can't find it, but it's like an old like YouTube meme.
You know the holiday specialist free on YouTube?
I didn't know that. I might go back and watch it. Let us know in the comments if you want us to watch it on stream. The whole two listeners we have.
Oh my god, we actually have a listener in Singapore.
A listener in Singapore, huh?
Yeah. I can give you access to the stats page.
What language do they speak in Singapore so I can say hello in Singapore language?
There's something called Google Translate.
What language do they speak in Singapore? I'm asking Siri. Oh,
okay.
So how many listeners do we actually have? I'm curious.
I don't know. I'd have to check. Actually, let me do that. So we can say hi to all 10 of our listeners.
The national language of Singapore is Malay. A language from Malaysia. So let's try and see if we can translate English into Malay. Here, let me go to Google Translate.
Really about to say hi to our one listener in Singapore.
Yeah, I want to make them feel welcome.
You know what? That's a good plan. They're on the censorship committee, by the way.
I'm sorry?
They're on the censorship committee, by the way.
Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to know how to pronounce that.
Just use the...
No, there is no little button for it.
Oh. Here, I'll try and say it.
I don't want you making anyone angry.
We're just gonna use full disclaimers that we have no idea how to speak Malay.
Yeah, it isn't available. But it's... I'm not even going to try and say that.
We're available on 8 platforms. We have 29 plays overall. We have an estimated audience of 8 people. We have one unique listener.
Which is from Singapore.
Last 7 days. 96% of our listeners are in the United States. 3% are in Singapore. 41% listen on Apple Podcasts, 28% listen on Spotify, 10% on Overcast, and 21% on other. Ooh, we have
sorry.
A quarter of our listeners are female.
Oh.
The rest are male. Mm-hmm. The majority of our listeners are 28 to 34, but I have...
What can I say? There just aren't enough girls that like Star Wars. Most of the time, you're talking to a girl, and you're like, hey, I like Star Wars. And they're like, oh, no, never mind.
I haven't even told any girls about this thing.
I actually got rejected by a girl because I tried to talk to her about Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
And she was a Star Trek fan.
Okay, 41% of our listeners are on iPhone, 7 on Windows, 4 on Mac, and 48 on other.
Wow, people actually took the time to open up their computers to listen instead of just pulling up on their iPhone. That's interesting.
Most of our listeners are on the trailer. Our trailer has 17 plays. Our first episode only has 12.
We gotta start cranking out more episodes more regularly.
We do, because like, that's how you get listeners. That's how you get listeners.
Just having more episodes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. For those of you that are returning or listening live, can we even listen live? No, we can't listen live. I forgot. Let's get back on track. We were talking about the Mandalorian Crusades.
Yeah. The Mandalorian Crusades. You know there's zombies in Star Wars?
Aren't they in Clone Wars in one of the episodes?
No, that's different. Those are like Genosian mind parasites. These are actual zombies that eat people.
I did not, but I'm not surprised.
The books are on Sora, if you want to listen to them. I've already listened to the first one. Well, I'm
theoretically, anything can exist in Star Wars. We've got the craziest crap in Star Wars, if you think about it.
The book is actually really scary, and I don't want to listen to the second one.
Well, let's not listen to it.
I've already listened to the first one, and I feel like I am going to have to listen to the second one eventually. But, you know, I don't want to yet. I'm awake.
Let us know in the comments if you want to watch them on or listen to them on stream.
Yeah. Listen on comments if you want us to listen to us get freaked out by zombie Sith students or zombie stormtroopers.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to listen to anything over here on the comments. Yeah, give us some suggestions for some content that you'd like to hear in the near future.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mandalorian Crusades. How did they start?
The Mandalorian Crusades?
Yeah.
Well, the leader, every leader likes money. And the leader kind of wanted money for the Mandalorians. Mandalore the Ultimate wanted money for the Mandalorians. So when the Sith offered money and glory, if the Mandalorians took over the galaxy and then handed the reins over, then...
So the Sith started it on purpose, not just like puppeting it, but they actually said like, hey, go start a war.
Yes.
Hmm.
They wanted them to start a war. Of course, the Jedi didn't know this, but Revan suspected it.
Which it seems like Revan is just going to be a returning motif in the Legends series.
In the Old Republic we do is gonna involve Revan because he's a big part of that. Like, he's the main factor of that. The only thing I can think of that isn't is, you know, the zombies. The prequel book of the zombies.
Who would have known that Star Wars is a horror genre?
It's actually really scary.
I've never read anything horror before. I've seen horror movies. Like, the other day, I just watched a film called The Cube. It was really stupid because their math made no sense.
What was it about?
Basically, it's about these people, and they wake up in a giant cube comprised of smaller cubes. And what happens is that each cube is a room, and when you go into it, you have no clue if you're walking into a cube that has a trap in it or if it's safe. And so, like, there's this group of people, they're all working together to figure out how to get out. And it's really stupid because the math makes no sense if you actually, like, take the time to sit down and, like, do it all.
Did they make it out?
One guy made it out, and it's the random autistic dude that shows up out of nowhere. And, like, if anyone had to get out, I'm glad that someone got out, but
why the person that's gonna have the worst life in the real world?
Yeah, well, because what happened was there was this guy,
like, I don't mean to be offensive to
his, they were trying to his, yeah, like, no offense to anyone who has autism, but it's just that he managed to get out because right as they saw the exit, because what happens if they have to find this thing called the bridge cube. And the bridge cube is what allows you to get out because there's about a cube length of space between the cubes on the outside of the, like, the inner cube and, like, an outer shell. And the only way to get out is the bridge cube. And the cubes are shifting, kind of like a Rubik's cube, but except it's 27 cubes by 27 cubes.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
And they're constantly moving, so you have to find out. So she used, like, this math formula to figure out where it's a formula that you can use that gives your position of a XYZ axis and helps you determine
It helps you determine.
You're hurting my brain.
It helps you determine where you are in a three-dimensional object. Oh. However, it's stupid if, number one, you don't know the origin point, and number two, you don't know the dimensions of the actual cube, so it made no actual sense.
And number three, it's moving.
Oh, yeah, no, you can use it when you're moving, because she found, like, a thing to actually, like, do, like, the math on, like, the actual math itself. But it's stupid, just because there's just a lot of actual nonsense to it.
27 times 27.
It's a cube, so technically it's 27 by 27 by 27.
That's each square times 27. That's 19,683 cubes. No. Just no. No, I would not do that.
But anyways, it's stupid. At the very end, one of the guys, he goes crazy, and they try to escape him. But even though he fell through a cube that miraculously had no traps in it, but he bonked his head on the ground, and we thought he died because of all the blood that came out. But it turns out he didn't actually die. And he stabs the remaining woman right as she's about to get out. And we're just like, no, there's no way he's still alive. That's so dumb. But anyway, they kill him. And then they have to get out.
I mean, it is a magic cube.
I mean, it's not a magic cube. It's all, like, machinery, but it's spooky. Here, let's see. I don't want to pull up a picture again.
No,
I mean, it was like a gory, like, not Saw type movie, but it's kind of like, if you could think of like a psychological gore, yeah, as like a type of horror movie, then that's what it would be.
That's more of what the Star Wars zombie book is, because like, it's not all a huge monster coming to get you. Like, there's a couple instances in which there's a massive horde of zombies, but like, most of it's, there's one zombie and it is gorging itself on one of your friends, and it's horrible.
Is it a comic book or is it like a novel?
It's a novel, and it's really detailed.
Yeah, once again, I've never read, like, an actual, like, horrific novel.
Like, it's making me sick. Great writer. Great writer.
Hey, Maddie. Anna!
Hi, Kimber. That's my podcast.
Maddie, get out of here. It's not your podcast. It's our podcast. Communist anthem begins playing.
Who's that?
My sister.
How old is she?
I want to say like 23.
You don't know how old your sister is?
No, I don't pay attention to my sister and her problems. Anytime she talks about herself and her problems, I just go, I'd like to cancel my subscription to your issues, please.
That's fine.
When it comes to my relationship with most people, I am what I like to refer to as a Ron Swanson. I am not interested in caring about people.
This has actually lasted for 30 minutes, but it was very tangential. Also,
I'm aware. We gotta get back onto the Mandalorian train. Let's talk about something that's not the Crusades.
Also, you guys, let us know in the comments if you don't want us to be this tangential, because like,
I mean, it's not like formatted. It's a talk show. If it wasn't if it was formatted, we have like a script and stuff, but we don't.
Yeah, this is 100% unscripted.
Completely,
I don't even
unscripted,
have show notes.
Completely unscripted content, guys.
I don't even have show notes. We talked for like 2 minutes before we pressed record, and it was 100% about what the episode was going to be about. We were like, so what are we going to talk about?
About 5 to 10 minutes of the 30 minutes we've been talking has been Mandalorian related.
I mean, it's mostly been Star Wars related.
It's been mostly Star Wars related, yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. We could lose listeners.
We could also gain listeners because we're actually putting out an episode.
Yep. But this episode is mostly fluff and filler, so.
Yeah. We didn't talk about this episode until like a couple hours ago. And we were like, hey, you want to record tonight? He was like, yeah. And then,
well, here, let's start talking about Mandalorians, just something that's not necessarily.
Okay, so there's this one podcast that I listen to called The Mandalorian Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Plug. And one of their earlier episodes, they do voicemail calls, and they also do, whatchamacallit, like they talk about scene by scene The Mandalorian as the episodes come out. And I got on one of their earlier voicemail calls, like chapter 3. And the episode before the call, they had been talking about, I wonder if the armor is a Zabrak or if, like, and they theorized that it was a Zabrak.
It'd be really cool if we could, like, do one of their voicemail calls, but, like, over stream.
Yeah, I'd have to, like, if you have Twitter or Instagram or something, they have that. They're on Twitter and Instagram.
I do not have either of those things because I am a person who likes to do things with my life.
I don't have either of those things because I'm not allowed to have either of those things, but you know.
Your parents are smart people.
Yeah, but oh, I need someone to contact them. We need to contact them.
I bet even the people in Singapore that listen to us have Facebook or something. Or yeah. Instagram.
We need.
I wonder what Singapore is like. I don't know too much about Singapore.
Very tall man that starts with an S for his first name.
Very tall man that starts with an S for his first name.
Yes.
Is he from Star Wars?
No, he's at our school.
Slade.
Yeah, I was not going to say his name because you know. We're not saying our names, but, you know. He's
Slade Wilson.
Yes, Slade Wilson. He's been to Singapore.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta ask him what it's like.
Yeah. He took pictures because he was in art mm-hmm. in, like, eighth grade. And I volunteered for the Fine Arts Festival, and he got, like, a blue ribbon on his picture.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because
I know Singapore, isn't Singapore a rather wealthy country due to its geographic location or something like that? It's like a port.
I thought it was like a third world country.
It might be.
I'm pretty sure it's a third world country because the drinking age is like 13.
Well, the drinking age in Germany is 15, and they're, like, one of the most wealthy countries due to their huge industrial complex.
What do you know about Singapore?
Me?
Yes.
I know that it's in Malaysia. I want to say it's in, not Malaysia, but, like, you know that.
In Polynesia.
It's in Southeast Asia and Malaysia and
it's in Polynesia.
Indonesia, that area. You know what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Okay. But, like, someone contact the Mandalorian Watch for us and tell them about us and be, like, y'all need to get on a call with them and have them leave a comment or something. I don't know. Maybe we should create, like, a podcast channel, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, Twitter account or something for our podcast. I don't know.
And that is not good. Run away. Run away.
What are you doing?
My helicopter in Ghost Recon is about to blow up.
Man, we're really plugging all these things that we're not even sponsored for.
Well, I don't have my audio on. Y'all can't hear me playing.
I know, but like, we're just calling out, we're dropping all these names. Ooh, I got a PS5.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm poor, and so I don't have any of the new consoles.
I get to play it on Monday for the first time. Gonna make my Miles Morales save account.
You have a Miles Morales save account?
I got the Miles Morales Spider game.
Kilometers Morales, as they say in the UK. Who's your favorite Spider-Man? Kilometers Morales. You mean Miles? No, we live in the UK. Wait, I just sound Australian. No, we live in the UK.
Oh my god, that's
live in Australia. Really, my favorite Spider-Man's Kilometers Morales.
Really, any country on the other side of the planet? We're the only country that uses this measurement system.
No, it's kind of crazy to believe that all the other countries in the world are doing it wrong.
And yet ours is called standard system.
Yeah, I know, it's U.S. standard. It's just kind of hard to believe how all the other countries in the world are doing it wrong.
Is that shirt a reference to The Office?
It might be. I haven't watched The Office a whole lot.
Because Dwight Schrute is a beet farmer.
You know Dwight is a beet farmer.
And it's a beet shirt.
I mean, I'm even wearing... Oh, you mean my shirt? Is my shirt a... Yeah, my shirt's an Office reference, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's time for us to sign out.
We didn't even talk about anything.
We kind of talked about it, but we've already had 40 minutes of just...
sheer nothing.
Yeah. We kind of talked about it. I feel like our listeners got what they expected.
Nothing?
Yeah. I mean, for a couple of high schoolers.
Well, this is what we'll leave you with. If you're interested on more information about the Mandalorian Wars or about the Mandalorian Crusades or anything that has to do with Mandalorians in general because of the more episodes of the TV show coming out, let us know. Drop a thing in the comments.
Yeah, and let us know.
Be sure to put out some more episodes like that if that's what y'all want to see.
Yeah, we're not... This was mostly a filler episode, I'm not going to lie.
That's accurate. It just means you need to start recording more often.
Yeah, and sometimes filler episodes are fun. Like, I had fun.
I had fun.
Hopefully.
I almost wish we had a podcast that was nothing but us just talking.
I know. I feel like I could do that. But I also want to talk about Star Wars and inform people about Star Wars because that's important, definitely. Star Wars is such, like, a thing that, like, it crosses divides, you know? Like...
Yeah, we got a listener in Singapore.
Yeah, it's known all
over. Most likely, I didn't think about this earlier, most likely speaks English due to the fact that they're watching our stream.
Yeah.
Not stream, podcast.
Yeah, they definitely speak English.
Well, hello. Hola. Bonjour. Hallo. That's how you say it in German. I just told you how to say it in German. It's hallo.
I know. How do you say it in Italian?
Italian?
Italian.
Ciao.
How?
Ciao.
Ciao?
Yeah. That's how you say goodbye and bye. And how do you say hi in Italian? I'm asking Siri. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is ciao. I was right. C-I-A-O. Ciao.
Mm-hmm. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Ni hao.
Now we have to say goodbye. But, like, Star Wars crosses all divides, like...
However you say goodbye in Malay.
Yeah. Spell it out for us. Do you still have it pulled up?
No, I don't.
Oh. Like, Star Wars crosses all divides, like, it goes, like... It just pulls you out of the world, and it's, like, just a safe place, you know?
Like, yeah, I guess. I mean, for me, Star Wars kind of died, like, with the... When Rogue came... Not Rogue, when Last Jedi came out.
Yeah, but, like, you don't have to get political about it, like...
I wasn't getting political about it. I just don't like the new Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, Star Wars isn't something that, like, you have to get political about. Everyone can enjoy it. Like, it's, like, the holiday special is bad, but it's all about Life Day, which is, like, celebrating life and, like, you know, every human being has a right to live. You know, every living creature has a right to live.
Okay, honestly. Now let's leave you with this one question. If you were a Star Wars character, what would your crazy over the top name be? Let us know. And maybe we'll read them off. Maybe we'll read them off next time we stream.
Yeah. Okay.
Let us know if you want us to hear, if you want us to put your name in here or not.
Yeah.
Or an online user.
Yeah. Okay, bye, people.